Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
The NBA season is over. Playoffs start this weekend. But, of course, first things first, Yurko, the play-in games. The first one is tomorrow, Lakers-Pels from New Orleans. Pelicans are a 1.5-point favorite. That'll be followed by Warriors-Kings from Sactown, where the Kings are an underdog at home to the Warriors. Wednesday, you've got Heat 76ers. No team in the NBA goes into the postseason, while potentially they still have to get to the postseason. And no team is hotter than the 76ers. They're a 4.5-point favorite at home against the Heat. That's the first game on Wednesday. And then Wednesday night to finish it, sadly, maybe the most boring one of all the games, Bulls-Hawks from the UC. And the Bulls are a 3.5-point favorite in that game. That game starts a little after 8:30. You can come hang with Yurk and me at Ember's Tap House for this month's Whiskey U. That's right. Yurko's coming with me.
We're drinking
Jack Daniels, some Brown Forman stuff, including some of their premium rum, Diplomatico. And that's why Yurko's coming with us. So Wednesday will be fun in that regard. And then you can go home and watch the Bulls game.
It'll be delicious.
Yeah. Ember's Tap House in Lockport, 6:30 to 8:30. We'll see you on Wednesday.
I think the perfect combination of bourbon, then rum.
Yes, I think that's how we're going to start.
Bourbon, then rum.
Yurko was having a little sip of that, some of that Diplomatico. He said it's terrific rum.
I wanted to open the bottle you have, too, also to compare the two.
Yeah, Yurko got like a nice little special bottle.
There's some different notes on each one of those.
They give you the fancy stuff. Take that on. Now, will you put that in a cocktail, or is that
over
premium?
Ice.
You'll put it over ice.
Put that over ice.
And you'll just sip that.
Right.
Nice.
I'll put that over ice.
Nice.
Give it a little swirl.
A little swirl
in the glass. You know, without again, October 31st for the last Coca-Cola. Diet Coke. It's been a long time.
Not even a diet?
No.
Coke. Good for
no
you.
No Sprite, no nothing.
Good for you.
No nothing.
You feel good? You feel healthier?
I feel a little bit better, yeah. I still don't drink enough water.
I know.
I've replaced that with like vodka. I mean, I replaced the Coca-Cola with just straight vodka.
I don't know if that's the way you want to replace it.
Delicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
you're great. Come hang with us on Wednesday. Also, Wednesday looks like it's going to finally be the day.
When you're here, you're family.
Assuming there's no rain and the White Sox and the Royals play, I'll be paying up the bet and dining at Olive Garden with Yurko and Black and Abdallah. Do they have dining al fresco at the Olive Garden we will be visiting on the northwest side
of
the
city?
I mean, they have a big parking lot.
Do they? You can sit on. Where is this again? This is right off of Addison?
Yeah, Addison the highway.
I might get lost on the way. No, I'm kidding. We're going to pay it off. The boys want me to take the tour of Italy. Although maybe we'll get that for the table and everybody can take a little bite because I'm not big on lasagnas, so I don't.
I'm telling you, we're doing a 10-course tasting feast.
I know whose credit card is not coming out.
I'll tell you whose credit card is coming out. It's Danny Zetterman's, the content director.
I'll tell you.
Credit Karmazin's corporate card is coming out.
I'll talk
to Danny tomorrow.
Mine will not be coming out.
No,
I tried to get it expensed. I tried. Chris was there.
It will be expensed.
Witness.
It will be expensed. Nonsense. It wasn't. Carmen loses and takes everybody to Olive Garden. It's just, I had to eat Olive Garden. That's it. That's the
bet.
That
is true.
He's out of his mind. So Wednesday's a big day around these parts, you guys. Olive Garden, Ember's Tap House for Whiskey U with me and Yurk. Bulls play-in game.
Exciting stuff.
That's probably the least exciting out of all of them, don't you think? Wouldn't you guys agree? Isn't that the least exciting? Like,
yes.
Me at Olive Garden is more exciting, I think. Right?
I'm much more excited to sit down for unlimited breadsticks and salad.
Like, seriously, yeah. I mean, come on. Am I being overly harsh on the Bulls and the Hawks here? Like, the Hawks are just, what's fun about watching the Hawks? I
don't think their dressing for their salad gets enough
credit. Really?
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
I'm with you, Yurk. It's really good.
Seriously,
it's good.
I'll make you homemade vinaigrette that's really good. Okay?
I'll make you some vinaigrette.
Black, is this the least interesting of all the four playing games? It's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't Atlanta Bulls the least interesting?
I would say the playing games in general are pretty uninteresting, but yes.
I'm not interested.
I'm with you. It's the worst one, and it's funny that it's like the final
one. It's the last one.
Yeah, like the cleanup hitter.
Right. That's the cleanup hitter. That's the one. That's the one you put in that spot.
Like, I guess LeBron against Zion, that's got a little sizzle.
That.
The
I
end
agree.
Of the Warriors run as they'll lose to the Kings, and then boom, that's it.
Yeah, that's
but
interesting,
like in the
transition they're going through. Boy, Reinsdorf's sure happy to get that gate, isn't he? Is he happy to get that one extra gate?
Is anyone excited for this game Wednesday? I don't think so. Who's excited for this?
I mean, it'll be full, I'm assuming. Who's excited for it?
The Bulls fans.
I don't know, man.
Nah, they show up, Carm.
It'll be full. But does that mean there's real buzz about this? I'm kind of with Chris. Like, is there
any chance Bulls have of putting more money in Jerry's coffers? No. They jump at it.
Will there be bars around the city having watch parties?
No.
The people showing up to watch together?
More people are excited about a week from Thursday for the draft.
Get together for that.
People are getting together for this. And if they win, maybe the stakes go up a little bit and they play Friday night in Philly or in Miami. Maybe. Like, the stakes go up a little?
Yeah, but what's the consolation? Early Sunday game against Boston
Clobbered.
Like, you can't eat. I don't think they can make a gentleman's sweep against Boston.
I don't know, man. You're right. Like, I think they're
like, what's the point?
I think they're going to get their clocks cleaned. If they even make it that far.
Have you ever cleaned a clock?
I've got a grandfather clock at the house that I've had.
That's a great call.
What do you think I said, Abdullah?
That expression.
Well, I showered this morning.
All right. He said clock.
Grandfather clock.
Thank God you didn't screw that one up.
I have one. Got to clean the glass on the inside and the brass.
Do you have a grandfather clock? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I do. I've had it with me since 1993.
Yeah, that's how long?
Yeah, since 93 I've had it.
And it's still in proper working function? We're talking about your clock, not anything else.
Yes. And for that, it's Blue Chew. Yes,
Blue Chew.
I never go to war without it.
And it chimes at top of every hour you're
cooking? Oh, does it chime? You bet it does,
That would
man.
Get so annoying.
I kind of feel like in the
so
middle of the
annoying,
night.
Man.
I bet you, Yurko, you probably don't even hear it, right?
I don't even hear it.
It's just background noise. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. You're used to it.
I love stuff like that.
Eddie, I thought we were banning Eddie on the north side. Been lifted, apparently.
It wasn't a ban. It was a suspension.
Okay.
It was a five-minute major.
Okay.
But this is so ridiculous.
Right. Well, any more than last week when no USC quarterbacks ever started
so
a Super Bowl?
So ridiculous that I feel like we had to give Eddie the floor.
All right, Eddie.
Hey, boys.
The floor
is
yours.
It's just a gambling point, but Van Dirk's the best with the vodka.
He is the best, yes.
That chicken game we're talking about, you know, that over and under was 222.5,
okay.
And it landed up at 221 with this guy missing two free throws.
Marjanovic, so you think the fix is in?
Oh, for the Chick-fil-A.
Well, no, I'm just saying that affected, bettors.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
He called me up and he said, the fix is in.
Because of the chicken. Marjanovic is up to funny business. Do you have any Caleb? Do you still think Caleb is going to end up in Washington next week?
No, but I read something online that he's going to show up in a dress or something.
I didn't see that. I don't know.
Right? Yeah.
He's going to pull Dennis Rodman. Eddie, can I ask,
Facebook,
where are you getting your
news? Eddie?
Like, you can't go on Facebook and get news, Eddie.
No, I'm not even on there, but it was on either Yahoo, Bing, or one of the mother.
Bing.
Bing!
I don't know. I haven't seen. Maybe Eddie, you're the best, by the way. Don't ever change, Eddie. You know, we bust his balls. Eddie calls. Nothing affects him. He just calls right back, and he's got his takes, and that's it. God bless Eddie's heart. I love him. As wacky as he can be sometimes. I didn't see anything about Caleb coming in a dress.
Caleb
I don't know.
Caleb tweeted that he's got his suit. And he said, and wait till you see my girlfriend's dress.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
He said, Kevin J. Hood were talking about this earlier.
That makes sense.
And trying to predict what the suit was going to look like.
Okay.
Like, does he send a message and he wears a pink suit because of the pink phone and, like, the nail polish and stuff like that?
Right.
Does he wear a blue and orange suit because he knows he's going to the Bears? And then part of it was in, like, something to the effect of, and wait till you see my girlfriend's dress or something.
Oh, gosh. And what I just Googled it, and it says social media roasts Caleb Williams for his draft day suit comment. Why? Why are they roasting him?
Everything's a roast.
People are just silly, you know? Oh, yeah, I see now.
Silly.
What do you got? I see it. So they've like done the whole, they've put him in the dress, like a suit slash dress.
Yeah.
People are just idiots. I
think he looks wonderful.
Look at this. You know, it's just all silly.
Hey, boys.
How many times?
I saw on the Bing Boys.
When it was Twitter, when it's X, what did I say to you forever?
Idiots. The idiots go to play.
Idiots go to play.
You're
what
right.
do you think has changed? Has anything changed? The metaverse,
I mean,
the
like,
crappers,
like the, you know,
whatever.
Like,
it's all garbage.
Like this tweet. Every fan base is rooting for this guy's no punctuation, you know, in here either, Yurko, or no apostrophe, I should say, for this guy's downfall. Who's that? That's not true. I don't. This fan base isn't.
No, they're hoping he gets here and hits. This is a town that's been devoid of a quarterback for an extended period of time. A championship-level quarterback. We've had quarterbacks of certain ilk, but not of championship ilk.
I tell you, man, it is a nasty place. I've been telling people for months, Caleb is a troll who happens to be good at football. Who, like this guy with 8 followers. Like, you've been telling people that for months? You've got 8 followers, dude. Like, who are you telling that to?
What are you paying attention?
I don't know. I don't.
The
know.
Problem is by paying attention.
I guess you're
you
right.
Give it some credibility.
Complete silliness.
Don't pay attention to it.
It's just complete silliness.
Ignore it.
You're right about it.
It's stupidity and silliness.
Ken's in Aurora. What's up, Kenny?
Not much, guys. Hey, I did a really deep dive on Super Bowl quarterbacks, and never has there been a guy named Caleb ever started one. This one's for Eddie on the north side.
Thank you, Ken. Good job.
There's
you're
welcome.
Never Kenny,
you're
the man. There's never been a Caleb.
As a starting quote, oh,
that's
boy.
That's brilliant,
what are we
Ken.
Doing?
Boys, I'm just telling you, there's
hey,
never been a Caleb.
Saw online.
There's been a Williams, but there's never been a Caleb.
Painting his fingernails, wearing a dress.
Until C.J. Hey, Stroud, this argument I had on the golf course,
yeah.
Until C.J. Stroud produced for the Houston Texans last year, Eastern Illinois had a better success at the quarterback position than did Ohio State University.
For sure, you're.
Now that CJ's kind of come in there, it's like, oh, all right, well, they got a legitimate guy. Ohio State has done something.
Yeah.
Or if they want to claim some of Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, can you claim some of Burrow?
If they want to claim some of Joe Burrow, you know.
Yeah.
But that happens all over the place.
It does, of
course. Georgia claim
Justin Fields?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Brian's in Jefferson Park. What's up, Brian?
What's up, boys? Carmine, good to hear from you. Yurko, how's it going, bud?
Great, Brian. How are you?
All right. So I'm following, you know, everybody has WWJD, but my WWJD is what would Yurko do?
Okay.
So you being my official, unofficial life coach, correct?
Yes,
you
yes.
had started this water fast. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I am now 40 pounds down in 50 days.
Wow.
And I'm keep moving forward. So getting that out of the way, I then took that to the golf course this weekend. I'm starting to get the belt buckle turning. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you
getting
mean.
Getting that midsection working for me. I can finally get my arms around where my gut used to be.
Right, right.
Buddy, I'm piping them. I'm piping
Look
them.
Look at you, Brian. That's impressive.
Piping them, kid.
You've almost lost a pound a day for 50 days. That's great.
I love it. I love it, Brian.
We're working it, you know? Nobody else is going to be able to do it but me. So, Yurko, thank you very much for the motivation, my brother.
I'm here for you.
Brian, what do you want to ultimately, like, how many pounds did you, when you set out on this, like, did you want to drop?
100.
Okay, so you're, like, almost halfway there.
Correct, sir.
All right, let us know when you get there. Congrats, buddy.
And now, remember, though, the second 50 is going to take a year.
Oof.
The first 50.
The first 50 is the easy part?
He said, no, remember what he said? It took how many days for the first 50?
He's lost 45 and 50 days, I think he said. 47
days,
and 50
days. 40 and 50 he's lost.
Yeah.
To get that 100 pounds, it's going to take a year. Because the lighter you get, the harder it becomes. So don't get discouraged.
That's why you got to stay committed.
Remember
then.
That. So just know that this is going to be a process over the course of time.
Hey, if it helps the golf game, that's all right. The motivation.
Well, you know what
you
happens?
Need.
You get the Bimbeck in there. Try to swing like carrying a mini barrel of Heineken. Remember when he used to sell those in the store?
Oh, yeah.
Strap a mini barrel of Heineken on your to your body.
My swing stinks as it is. Let alone with them.
It doesn't work.
A Bimbeck.
Yeah.
You know, look at this. I can't. My knee is so shot now. I can't even.
I shot 88 this weekend.
88. Nice.
88 with a 9 on 5.
You're
with a 9 on 5.
A 9. You shot 88 with a 9.
With a 9 on 5.
Oof.
Quintuple bogey.
Black said his.
The dreaded other, guys. The dreaded other.
Yeah, let's not talk about the score. As long as we had fun out there this
Black
weekend, right, guys?
To still break not 100 in his first round of the year, that's
not something to be proud of.
Hey, oh, that's not true.
How do you measure yourself with other golfers if you don't keep score?
Oh, no, we kept score. Yeah. I'm just saying when we talk about it, let's just remember the fun we had along the way,
too hard on
guys.
Yourself. It's your first round of the year. There's nothing wrong with that score.
Here's what I'll say. it was brutal, and I think I duffed at least six of the first par four, par five tee shots. It was embarrassing. But I just took my medicine, I played it, and good. I turned those par fours into long par fives, you know, the whole thing.
That was good.
I'll tell you this, and you guys know the feeling. On 18, tee shot.
I can hear it now.
Perfect tempo. One of the best drives I've ever had in my life. And I turned around and I go, well, that's why we come back.
That's it. That's it.
That, on 18. End of the day, on 18. Crushed it.
And you're going to be thinking about that until you tee off again.
That's all I've thought about for the last 24 hours.
See? That's it. That's the way golf is.
So replicate that move.
We'll grab some more of your phone calls coming up here. We got a little bit more time before crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. They'll take you to six. Then it's White Sox Royals. 312-332-3776. We've got a final four-pack of tickets to that Marion hosted charity event to give away as well. We'll do that when we come back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's a long fly ball from Michael Bush, and the Cubs aren't done yet. A long home run to make it a 4-2 ball game. Swing and a high fly ball, well struck right field. That ball's on its way, and gone! Michael Bush, third straight game, and the Cubs now lead it 3-1. Bush drives one in the air, deep right center. Back goes Haniger. It's got a chance! Gone! Long gone. In fact, you can get out the tape measure from Michael Bush.
Apple TV and Marquee Network. A home run in four straight games, five on the season. Michael Bush, I think I heard Shea say earlier this morning with Cap and Hoodie, his OPS right now is north of 1,000. Killing it for you. Killing it. And that bomb yesterday, that had a chance all right, Pat Hughes. That thing went 440 feet almost. I mean, he crushed it. And he made, the nice play, the nice quick tag on Julio Rodriguez to end the game yesterday as the Cubs went to the challenge booth. And indeed did successfully win that challenge. And that's how the game ended, with Julio getting picked off. And they win 2 out of 3 against a pretty good Mariners team in Seattle this weekend. But Michael Bush is killing it. That's what you needed. Team's pretty good. They're good.
Well, they're managed tremendously. I mean, that's the one thing I've really looked at. And, with another manager, this part of this team wouldn't win a game yet.
Can't even do it, you know?
I'm not going to all
year. What do you think of Shota?
Who?
Shota Imanaga has now pitched three games.
The pitcher, the
lefty. He has not given up an earned run, Yurko. He has 16 strikeouts, only 2 walks. I watched some of his games Saturday. He is definitely interesting and old school. I mean, it's just a lot of up, down, in, out. You know, he's got that little hitch and hides it well.
Second time through, right? What, do you give him 2 months? And then after
that's fair.
They get some footage on him, then we'll see how he fares.
That's fair.
A pleasant surprise, you know, of him, you know, being able to come in and be productive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That's what you're looking for. And like you say, they traded for Michael Bush.
They did.
They were going to need some help from the young people because they didn't do a ton. There's a couple of guys still struggling on this baseball team. Still kind of haven't gotten out of the April doldrums, if you will. The cool weather. And yeah, it's still cool, believe it or not. It's cool.
It's cool.
When it comes around into May and things start heating up, then sometimes players heat up with the heat.
Let's go to Chase on the south side on ESPN 1000. What's going on, Chase?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Great, Chase.
Yurko, could you please give my boy Carm a hug, man? Carm, I was just checking on you, man. I just feel so sad for you, man, as far as the White Sox.
It's bad.
He's got a clean cut.
You know, life will go on.
He's got a clean cut, and some of the ladies going by are taking a look at him.
It's just baseball at the end of the day. I do love that team, and it's a sad state of affairs, but you're right. Life is all good.
I hope Chris Black is listening to this, but if he watched yesterday's game against the Bulls and Knicks, he listened to a post game with Kendra Gilson. He said that if Zach LaVine was playing, that the Bulls will probably win this play-in tournament against both teams. Now, Chris Black is listening. He's the biggest Zach LaVine hater. Now, what do you think about that, Black?
Not interested, but thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I listen, and Chase, thanks, buddy. I mean, and I love Kendall, but come
they'll
on.
Win the whole,
I
mean, they'll win the, what? So
he
they'll
said
be
they'll
the,
win, they'll be the eighth seed, yeah. Oh, big
what,
deal.
What kind of a statement is that?
I don't know, big deal. And I didn't see it. I don't know what, I didn't watch any of the Bulls yesterday. I'm sorry, I just didn't. I don't know
I
what Kendall said.
The 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th team play for two seats.
No, so, no. Yerk, the way it works is the, 7 and 8 play.
The winner.
Whoever wins that is the 7th seed.
Correct.
I gotcha.
Whoever loses then plays on Friday against the winner of 9-10.
If the that's Bulls right. win, yeah. they'll play the winner of Heat.
Friday.
I'm sorry. They'll play the loser, excuse me, of Heat and Philly. Yeah. Yes, on Friday.
Okay, I got you.
And, but we, like, big deal. So if Zach were going to play, I mean, what does that
could,
change?
They could still do that.
Of course they could. Like,
I don't think you're really going out and saying anything.
No.
That's crazy. They could certainly be the eighth seed.
Look, the state of the
Bulls.
They
could win two games in a row this week. I could see that.
Yes.
So saying that if they had Zach, they'll get to the eighth. Well, okay. They probably, if the statement should be, if they had Zach LaVine, they could be the two seed in the East. And then we'd be like, okay, well, yeah, I get what you're talking about there. But come on. Yeah,
but you're not really going out on that much of a limb.
It's not real.
No. Jeremy in Buffalo Grove. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah, so I was at UFC 300 on Saturday. And of all the people I ran into there, RG3 was in the concourse. And I talked to him about the Bears and Caleb Williams. And he kind of backtracked on his comments he made a couple months ago about how Caleb Williams should be force his way not for the Bears to draft him. And because I said, who should the Bears pick? He said, oh, yeah, Caleb Williams. They go, but you said, a couple months ago about him being forced out. He goes, no, that it's a good situation with what they have.
Yeah, he's
so it was kind of odd.
It's just content. These guys got to produce content.
They've got
Jeremy,
to.
That's all.
They've got to say something.
That's so funny that he ran into him because last week RG3 was on SportsCenter. And he said that exact. He completely backtracked.
Oh, is that right?
He was asked about, and I don't know why I never brought it, but because I think we're all past how stupid it is.
Yeah,
but
it's silliness.
His reasoning was, I never said the Bears weren't good or something like that. And it was like your entire premise was that the franchise was terrible.
Yeah.
So Caleb should force a trade somewhere else. He's completely ditched that line of thought.
It's all silly. Where did he say he saw RG3?
The UFC fight.
Oh, the UFC
300
fight.
Was this weekend in Vegas.
Gotcha.
It was awesome. In case
was it awesome?
Yeah, it was great. Two
was
amazing
it?
Knockouts. Well, like the co-main, one of the co-main events, and then the main event.
Nice.
That's just
so it's
fight of the year. Yeah,
all right, good.
Yeah.
Fight of the year. Right.
One of them was definitely fight of the year.
Let's give away the final four pack of tickets we have to this Marion hosted charity event. You could still buy tickets, but the site's going to be closing soon. This is Wednesday night. If you go to Eventbrite's webpage and just search Marion hosted, you'll see this event. It's happening this Wednesday, 6:30 to 9:30 at Morgan Manufacturing. It's a great entertaining space in the West Loop. An intimate night with Hockey Hall of Famer Marion Hossa and friends. Our buddy Pat Boyle will be there. Brian Bickle, Dustin Bufflin, Andrew Shaw, a bunch of his former teammates. And all the proceeds benefit the Ross K. McNeil Foundation to end pediatric brain cancer. And we can all get on board with that. So, caller 20, you win a four-pack of tickets if you can go and you love the Hawks and you love Hossa and you want to do something good for charity and maybe bid on something and donate some money on Wednesday night. Caller 20, the four-pack is yours, 312-332-3776. Crosstalk is coming up next. I've got the final word brought to you by the Homewood Police Department. Your future is here.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have a last word
on Carmen and Yurko.
I mean, I saw two guys come out of the bathroom with the
same time?
At the same time.
Same stall?
Reds fans with their faces painted. I was like, what
I'm
is
glad
that?
You said that.
Yeah,
jeez.
Working from home?
Or back in the office?
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Thanks for calling and participating in today's show. And thanks to Bleck and Abdallah. White Sox baseball in after Waddle and Sylvie tonight. Check out the guys' YouTube page for more of their great content. Make sure you follow all the shows on our own YouTube channels.
You look good.
Thank you. So do you, handsome.
He just woke up. I told you. After
Why
that coffee.
You shut your
he's
mouth.
Got some coffee coming.
Well, he's got coffee now.
Yeah, I needed some, man.
The caffeine's kicking in.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's time for Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie.
I didn't have any coffee this morning.
No?
None?
Yeah.
I'm trying to pace myself a little bit.
God forbid
I'd be healthy. The only bad thing I want in my body is rum and vodka.
Okay. I might stick with the coffee over the rum and vodka. But okay.
I'm even trying to eat.
We're drinking Diplomatic on Wednesdays.
What's that?
I would think
coffee or the rum or vodka.
I would think the rum and vodka. Yeah,
yeah, rum and vodka is a little more.
It's going to be worse than the coffee.
This is what I do with the coffee, and then I got my own little ones. You know those little doohickeys you could put in there.
Keurigs.
Yeah, I got my own, and I get the 80-pack for like $17. Yeah. 80-pack
from Costco.
Yeah,
is that what you get? Okay, sorry.
What the hell are you talking about Costco for? I go to my local Strachan Van Til's. My local, not that big conglomerate.
Cheaper at Costco.
Well, maybe not. You do the math.
Is Strachan Van Til, is that still locally owned or does some big conglomerate?
I guarantee you
that
a conglomerate. That's what I'm saying.
What's the difference between Costco and Strachan Van Til?
Who owns that? The Strachan Van Til family? 100%
correct, though. Yes.
Well, we can
the Van Til's. The Van Til's.
The little Dutch last name there. You shocked about that, my
Dutch last name.
You know that. Come on now. Yeah, headquartered in beautiful, I think they're headquartered in Cherville, Indiana, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We used to shop at the one when I lived in the city. There was one in...
there was one in the city.
Not Elston.
Yes, there was. Absolutely.
We used to shop at that one.
I don't know if it's still there. I just know, boom, yeah.
I go to the Aldi's.
Aldi's, yeah. Aldi's.
Yeah, wherever you know, they got ground lamb there at a pretty good price at Aldi's. Did you know that?
It's good.
Ground lamb.
I like the
pretty good price.
I like Trader Joe's, too.
But I make a lamb bolognese. Lamb bolognese.
Perfect.
Do you know what the Strachan Van Til family did? Perfect. They bought them back. They sold them a while ago, but they bought them back, so now they own them.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
So nice. Johnny is 100%
sold them,
correct.
They like bought the way them it was back. Being run, they said, we'll take
founding
it.
Families buy back right. Strachan Van Til.
Exactly. Right, they said, how can you keep our store when I keep on snatching it back? That's what they did.
How the prices compare there?
Prices?
Competitive.
Very competitive, yeah.
Good.
The coffee's like an IV for Yoko.
It is, right.
As soon as he starts sipping it, you might as well just hook him up to an IV.
Actually, I was kind of I was in the doldrums until I saw you.
Oh, yeah.
You just got me into a good mood. I don't know what it was.
So is today just beginning for you right
today,
now?
Today, Sylvia and I...
Today just begins right now.
Today, Sylvia and I celebrate what the Cubs have to offer. I know they're in fourth place right now, and I'm not worried about that.
But at 9-6, it's not bad.
Oh, you'll take that.
9-6, you'll take every day. If you're 18-12, guess what you're going to be? Knocking on
Johnny,
the door.
How can this team be 9-6 with their manager?
Someone's rigged. That's what I said. I told Carmen earlier, this team should be 15-0 with this guy.
Okay.
It was a hell of a challenge yesterday.
The players,
great challenge yesterday.
The players have not been able to perform as well as the coach. That's all I've been. The manager. Manager. The
same problem on the south side?
Oh, for Lord.
No, the problem on the south side is they stink.
That is the worst baseball team as currently constituted. That's the worst team I've seen. And
okay.
I wanted to say of all time, but that's, you know, maybe a little bit
over the top. This, they're going to challenge
for sure
for all time.
The worst baseball team I've seen in.
So we've done
decades.
7 or 70, right?
Yes.
And the 70 degrees day came before the 7 victories.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Even close.
Now we've got a new one, a Yurko new kind
got
of
a new
theme.
One.
We've got a new theme.
8 or 80?
No. Cinco or Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, okay,
so will they get
Cinco
to five
Cinco
wins, or will they get to May 5th before they get to five wins?
I think
wins?
They're getting five wins.
I don't know, Tommy.
Don't know.
You look at the road, they got to go on the road to Philly and Minnesota.
They
got Tampa coming in. Cinco or Cinco de Mayo?
Or Cinco de Mayo. Which one do you think is going to happen?
And then after
first?
That, we're going to think of something else.
Yeah, we got another thing coming down the pipe.
How about they just
four
get relegated?
Or the fourth well, of that's July. What I said. I said, what if they get three wins by then and we do the 4th or 4th of July? Yeah. It could be.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Let's hope not. It could be 14th or the 4th of July. You know, 14 or the 4th of July.
That's not going
like
to be.
That.
It's not good, boys.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Well, at least the Bulls got a chance to play to get into
boy,
the
that's another thing. I mean, geez.
But the great thing is Gary's the White teams. Sox being so bad are guaranteed the 10th pick next year.
Yeah, guaranteed the 10th pick. They're going to lose 120 games. They're going to pick 10th.
There's no you chance imagine? They pick in the top
but
nine.
But they're selling out the shakes because, you know, they only make a limited number.
Like it sounds like the shakes the is big, the name of their new stadium.
The shakes. Yeah.
The team leaves you in after and, you've watched them.
And I'll tell you, and Gio had the new chicken sandwich. He said it was phenomenal.
Karma, we talked about this last week. They should stop selling tickets to a baseball game. They're selling tickets to a restaurant.
A food event. And by the way,
and
we actually have a show going on. It happens to be a baseball game.
Yes.
It's dinner and a show.
It's dinner theater.
Baseball's not the thing.
Bring back Kenny Youngman, you know.
You're 100% right. Just market it that way.
Yes. My arms are tired.
And if you want to get frisky in the later innings, you can go out to the outfield where we do have cabanas available.
Yes. You could have a bottle service.
You're not kidding.
You can have waiters out there.
Cabanas for, you know, just in case.
Right.
Yeah. The lady.
You want to bang, you can bang.
Seriously.
Absolutely. We were trying to sell that to the A's last year. The A's, remember when they were just having sex in the outfield, the fans were without the cabanas. We're like, turn this into a money maker.
We got one for you. In the corners, away from people, we're going to have cigar cabanas.
Dude.
So, forget the smoking ordinance. We're outdoors.
Right.
Jerry smokes in there anyway.
Yes. Just give me a jet stream. Right up.
And we're jet stream. They can take the cigars.
We're going to Havana.
Yes, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
Little Havana. Yeah.
And
you know what? Maybe Cuba Libres. Stop by.
It's going to be the Yurko section with Cuba Libres and cigars.
Brooks, you hear this?
Yeah, Libres. And cigars.
Have to wear a Panama hat.
Who are their Cuban players?
Luis Robert
and
Yoan Moncada,
right?
And
Aloy.
Aloy's not Cuban. Aloy's Dominican, I believe.
He's Dominican.
So listen, one of them is bound to be on the injured list.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So
come up. And
so one of them comes up for spends a couple of innings with
Moncada. Will be there before the break.
Signing autographs.
Yeah. Cohibas and Bolivar.
I'm telling you,
it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
It's
Monte Cristo. Well,
think
two.
About this with the weather getting warmer.
Crusader.
You're going to have a tent. You take out some of the seats up there.
Did you go to Moeller?
I went to high school with
him. Is that your brother?
Yeah. That's not my brother. My brother was in town this year.
You went to
this
high
week.
School with that guy?
Yeah.
Do you really know who that guy is?
Is that Jimmy Kalasinski?
What's his name? What's your name?
Right?
Put your name
What's
down.
Your name?
What's your name?
He doesn't recognize
Mike Young.
Baseball player. Mike Young, ball player.
That's pretty good.
Baseball.
Righty? Baseball. And football.
And pretty good.
How about that? So wait a minute. This is just a chance thing.
Well, he was in town seeing the Reds. Did you go see the Reds? He's probably in town seeing the Reds.
Wow.
And visiting.
He was
Tommy.
My year, too.
Mike Young.
There were a lot.
He graduated in 84?
We graduated in 85.
And you were with me then.
Yeah.
You didn't redshirt in college.
I did not.
You were healthy.
Yes.
85.
And good.
Look at this. Two handsome devils right here.
Yeah.
A lot of Reds fans on Friday.
I was there, and there were a lot of Reds fans.
That's only next to the Sox fans. It seems like there's a lot.
Yeah, maybe you're right. There weren't that many.
He was there. He goes, oh, man. He goes, there weren't a lot of people there on Friday night. I go, how about 11,727?
There's no chance there was that many, right?
But
probably.
They sold out.
Really?
Even with 11 grand, they sold out of the Shakes. Shakes sold out.
If this is what we're measuring if they're selling out the Shakes?
Well, that's what they're doing now. The White Sox are putting on a clinic for all the other 29 Major League Baseball teams on how to move the best product out there. It's the one thing they do well.
And you have to go for the food, like these guys said, and you go for the other team. The Reds are a fun team.
Well, not gonna lie. Hot tubs on the upper deck. Yes. Let's put a couple hot tubs in.
That's what Jacksonville did. They put a swimming pool out now. You know,
let's do it. Like, you got extra space. Listen, utilize
this
stuff.
The NBA, the teams, they constantly market selling tickets for games when the other team's superstars are coming to town.
How about we do this? The White Sox should do that right now.
How about we do this? You know, let's set a Guinness Book World Records. What's the largest amount of people that have ever done a chicken dance? Let's fill the place up with 40,000 people, play the chicken dance, everybody doing the chicken dance, including the players, including the Griffles.
This sounds like something Savannah Bananas would do.
Yeah. Well, what's the difference?
But do you know where they do the chicken dance?
You see how popular they are?
I think it's more than 40,000. They do the chicken dance all the time at Wisconsin.
Do they?
At the end of, in the fifth quarter.
They got something else going on.
Where are my Badger fans? I think they call it the fifth quarter.
I just saw
everyone does the chicken dance.
Did you see the record that was set in Fort Lauderdale? All these people with beards came, they tied them together.
What?
And they had like 297 feet of beards tied together, side to side.
To set a record.
They set a Guinness record.
Of what? Most beards tied together?
It broke 150 foot.
I'm not touching
it. It broke 150 footer. They tied the beards together.
Chain. I don't
it
know
was
about
this
that.
Morning on the news, guys. Channel 9.
By the way, can I revisit? Like,
he won't lie to me. Pat Tomasulo, he won't lie to me.
We just went through a long series of examples of things that could help put money in the pockets of the people that run the White Sox.
Yeah.
Are we doing the wrong thing there?
Maybe.
Is that what we're doing? Like, I mean, well, why should we give them ideas on how to benefit when they're not
taking that money.
Well, they're not trying to be a good baseball team.
Yeah. Here's why. So why should we try to help them with marketing?
We are trying to keep them relevant.
Okay. Yeah, here's a good idea.
Let's keep them relevant.
How about you go through a process of trying to hire a general manager and not just say, you know, this is the path to the least amount of resistance. Incredible. And just hire the guy who you know most.
Don't you think at this point in his life, Jerry Reinsdorf is in flipping the bird mode?
Yes.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
He's at this point of his life. He has reached the hurdle.
Yes.
I don't know which one, but he has reached the hurdle. And he has decided to come around and sit in his chair, spin around, giving everybody the middle bird except for Tony.
Do you think, well, Tony, Bill Belichick, and Jerry, were they getting together this weekend?
I guess.
It was Friday night.
They were there Friday.
Yeah. Thinking about bringing him in as a manager. Baseball.
I don't know. I mean.
No, I'd see that.
Belichick is the manager.
You could do worse than Bill Belichick managing that baseball team. I think they have done worse.
They probably have recently done worse.
Can you see Bill having to meet the media before and after every game?
Yeah.
Did anyone do any Cincinnati jokes? Because he was, again, literally on to Cincinnati.
I didn't even think
about it. Always on to Cincinnati.
Always on to Cincinnati. That's a great point. Yeah, I did not make that joke.
Well, that's a nice shirt.
Damn it, I wish I did.
Tony Soprano called, he'd like it back.
Yeah.
Our guy, Kaz.
It's a beauty. One of our guys just walked by with a beautiful button-down shirt.
Your baseball team is pretty good. That middle infield is fun to watch.
Sylvie and I are going to go to a ball.
Morrell looks like a player at third.
They're mesmerized.
Let's take
the fucking
Bronco.
Carm loves himself some Nico Horner.
Yeah,
and
good.
Johnny is a Thunderstick loving Ian Happ's
my guy.
Horner, I like. I do. He can't hit a lick, really.
Well, he had a rough weekend. A lot of them had rough weekends hitting.
Imagine if they all hit on cylinder.
Well, I know. Well, look, they're 9-6, and a lot of them slumped this weekend. The bullpen barely escaped yesterday.
Yeah.
They're missing their ace. They're missing their number two pitcher, and Hendricks can't get anybody out.
He's struggling.
With all of that, they're still three games above 500. By the way, they've played the Dodgers, and they've gone on a 9-game West Coast road trip.
This team should realistically be 15-0.
That's not terrible.
By the way, Carm, have you ever seen the third out in a game come off of a pickoff at a one-run game?
I know, but
have you seen it?
I have. Not often.
Last time it happened with the Cubs?
When was it? I don't know.
What was it, Tyler? 2003?
Bert Hooten did it.
No, Borowski. Joe Borowski?
Borowski.
Yeah, close.
2003.
The Polish Prince, they used to call him.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see that very often. That's a bad mistake by Julio. Bad.
With a one-run lead and a bullpen that couldn't throw a strike, and also, as Sylvie was saying, guys that have been, you know, early in the season giving up dongs lately.
Alzolay's given up two one-run leads already with home runs. I don't know why you'd get picked off.
But look,
your guy Nico Horner, a couple innings earlier, when they were protecting a one-run lead, let off finally with a single, nobody out, and he got picked off first.
That's bad.
Like, so you're looking to add on. He got picked off, I think it was in the seventh inning.
Yeah, that's bad. The bigger bags? Come on, how are you getting picked off? What are we doing, guys?
Bigger bags?
They got the bigger
bags. Baseball. Okay,
yeah. I bet you now.
Carm, how you gearing up for Wednesday?
What's Wednesday?
You know what Wednesday is.
Well, you know what Wednesday is.
Spaghetti Day.
Playing game?
Alfredo.
Or Whiskey U.
Alfredo.
Oh, Olive Garden.
What do you mean?
Look at him.
I hope it rains.
I mean, my heavens.
I'm going to pray for rain.
You could have the minestrone. You can have a little salad and a breadstick.
I bet there's a chicken dish that you'll think, you know what, you'll surprise yourself and you'll go,
really?
Not bad.
Really?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
You got to go in with an open mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're closed right now.
Don't do that.
Your mind is closed.
It is.
Because you know, if any self-respecting Italian sees you going in there,
it's shameful.
You're done. The people in Melrose Park won't want to invite you out no more. I'm
but
serious.
If they see you there, you went there, or they're vanished.
They wouldn't be there.
That's what I'm saying. If they see you there, you're there.
Then they're guilty of the same thing.
Next thing you know, John Yurkovich-Chinetti is going to be going up there.
Like when we were kids, we used to have, there was this stigma for whatever reason about being seen at Kmart. You don't want to be seen at Kmart.
When you guys were, not when I was a kid. But you were always like in Kmart like this.
But if you were seen in Kmart, they were at Kmart.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, like, who cares?
Right. Right.
So, well, our place was Goldblatt's.
Your family, they were trying to save some money.
Woolworth. And had them in Indiana.
W.W. Woolworth's.
I told you when Swedes Lotta switched to Starsky and Hutch shoes. Remember Starsky and Hutch?
Yeah, of course.
They had those blue tennis shoes with white stripes.
Oh, yeah.
They were a little too pricey. Mom took the old price tag off of one and put them on the other.
Switched them?
Oh, yeah. I think
that's
my grandma
did
that.
You take a lighter with you into the store. And
that's how you knew your mother loved you.
Seriously, Carm, you could cut
She's willing to go to jail to make sure you got your shoes.
A pair of scissors and a lighter, you go in and you cut the little plastic thing
and then you fire it back on.
Wow. Serves
never
as like
had
a glue.
To ask for anything after that. Whatever she wanted was done.
Look at you guys. You know? Jeez.
Did you never steal anything?
Your mother steals for you, you know that's love right there.
Yeah.
It's love.
Or
it's love.
Or being a thief. Or being a criminal, but one of the two, yeah.
Petty larceny. Nobody.
Now you got to steal more than $1,000. I mean, hell, we were only stealing about $4 or $5 at the time.
Yeah. That's nothing.
Listen, you go down Michigan Avenue, you steal whatever you want.
You steal $1,000, they consider you a hero nowadays.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. All right, boys. So what about stadium stuff? You guys going to tell? Did you read the stadium article today? I want to know where they're just building this damn thing and be done with it already.
Is there another stadium article today?
Oh, yeah, another one.
A lengthy one.
Tribune.
About the stadium. A lengthy one.
There's a new one every day.
Sun-Times came out with a good one.
They're going to get ready to unveil the plan.
Oh, yeah.
try to sell it to the public.
He's
got to
go.
Politician.
Sooner rather than later.
I told you that they believe with every year they wait, it's an extra $150 million on top of what they spend.
And you know that's not a family that wants to incur a cost like that, nor would any family. I'm telling you, I am not one that believes that they are using, that they're playing poker with Arlington Heights. I think the intention is right here on the lakefront, and they're not trying to use Arlington Heights as a negotiating point in any way, shape, or form.
It definitely doesn't feel like it's just a negotiation. I think Kevin Warren is pretty intent on doing it here.
That's what I think.
I don't know. It'd be a
Do you think with all this, with all the stuff with the White Sox, that they're going to get their stadium too? Or do you think like people are going to try and give the finger back to Jerry?
I don't think
like you said that Jerry's giving the finger to everybody else. One of the worst baseball teams Chicago has ever seen. Do you think?
I think the Bears are going to take precedent. I think the politicians are going to lean towards the Bears.
Well, it's whose money is he getting?
I don't think they're bending over backwards for Jerry anymore like they did 30
I get it, but the Bears haven't, you know, haven't delivered a consistently good product either.
But it's still the Bears.
I got it. I'm just saying, like,
so,
I
listen, 30% of the city backs the White Sox. 100% of the city backs the Bears.
That's true, but
that's why the Bears get more love. That's just the way it is.
I think if there is political points to be made, then they're going to be fans. The politicians will be fans of whoever it is that's.
But like Carmen said, that area, that Roosevelt Road area, is not a good area for a stadium.
Disaster.
For getting in and out of.
What are the chances of putting a couple of helipads in and helicoptering the fans in from everywhere?
Where are we,
that's nice and safe.
Where are we getting that money?
Yeah.
And how many helicopter rides is that to bring in 65,000?
It doesn't do anything.
Oh, yeah. The traffic over there on Roosevelt Road, forget about it. It's an absolute
Bring the helicopter in, land, unload, go get some more helicopters.
I don't know how our traffic
would be so
bad.
What about boats in the shape of milkshakes?
Hey, just do that. Just do that.
By the way, the plan also includes rerouting some pretty large thoroughfares, doesn't it?
Like,
they want to do part underground
how
or something,
are you going
don't
to,
they?
What was
where
that?
At Soldier?
Yeah.
Or at the new one?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to
be underground?
Well, they're not going to add any more tailgating. The parking is going to be.
So they'll put all the parking
underneath.
Yeah. But they want to reroute the roads.
They don't care.
Can I tell you what the team would like?
They don't care.
Can I tell you what the team would like? If they could eliminate tailgating, they would. Why? They want people to come there hungry
Buy
and thirsty.
Buy their stuff inside.
In their restaurants. In there, yes.
Come here hungry and thirsty. Whatever you do, don't eat and drink outside.
Yeah,
then
but
come
the
inside and don't use a thing.
Still, I guess you're getting it anyway or getting it one way or another.
Right.
The parking money is parking lots.
You'd think you'd want a lot of parking lots.
I've talked to people connected to this, and they don't care about reducing. They don't care about reducing tailgate. Mm. They believe there's going to be just as much, maybe a few extra parking spots, but that doesn't mean more tailgating.
Right.
It just means parking spots, and a lot of that's underground.
More VIP parking spots.
Yeah.
The commoners.
Right, underground.
Steerage will park wherever they have to park. Nobody
Aren't they talking about having to reroute the roads,
well, I
too? Like,
part
that's going to take
drive.
Forever.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going
to
be.
I mean, you can't open up that stadium if the roads aren't.
And think about trying to play football while all that's going on at Soldier.
My God.
Where are they going to build a temporary lakefront facility like Northwestern?
Who knows? Yeah, I was going to say, go play that. That's where my daughter played soccer. I think it houses like 7,000 people on both sides.
Well, that's, you know, it's wonderful.
It's kind of cool, though.
That's it is for Northwestern. Yeah. Not for the Bears. 14,000.
You know, Eastern Illinois plays Northwestern this year.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, good old EIU.
Try and beat them like we beat them.
We play the Fighting Illini, too. Listen, we try to beat the Division I teams every year. We try to beat them.
We do, though.
Congratulations.
All right, boys, what's up on the show today?
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, look, I have two poll questions. Are the White Sox the worst Chicago baseball team you've seen
ever
in your lifetime?
Yeah. Yes.
And are they the worst? This is a good question for you. Are they the worst Chicago sports team of your lifetime? Do you have the 99 Bulls in there?
They were pretty bad.
Like a lot of people suggesting the 97 Cubs.
Early 2000 Chicago Blackhawks were awful.
That's true, too.
97 Cubs were awful. Like even the 99, 2000, 2001 Bulls were awful.
That's right when you were doing pregame.
Right when I was doing it. They were terrible. They're absolutely terrible.
But he always got a chance to talk to Dick Versace.
Yeah, we talked to Dick Versace a lot.
So are we looking at this Sox team currently as constructed without Moncada, without Robert, without Eloy?
No, they're with them, but they're hurt.
They're hurt, right.
Every team has injuries. Look, the Cubs have injuries now. We're talking about them without Steele.
Yeah.
Without their pitchers.
It is what it is. They're terrible.
312-332-3776. The Rangers won the World Series without their best pitcher last year.
Yeah, that's true.
Every team has injuries. And then we've got some Bears stuff. I got an interesting nugget about Caleb Williams over the weekend. I'll relay that. And Tom Thayer's going to join us at 4 o'clock. If you want to react, 332-3776.
All right, have a great show, boys. White Sox baseball after Waddle and Sylvie. They'll get you home next. We'll see you tomorrow.